Good morning. Today is the day that we celebrate, and we celebrate, and we celebrate. It's the Lord's Supper we share with each other. As we come today, I want you to look with me the book of Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews calls it a two-edged sword, Hebrews 4 and 12, and there is nothing in the world like it, this book, the Hebrews. But the main thing is nothing like, my friends, faith that leads us in this book. So I want to talk about this morning, restoring your faith, restoring your faith. I've always, since I was a boy, young boy, I always had strong belief. And they told me, you got a lot of faith to be so young. I believe with all my heart, if God said it, it's taken care of. Might not be in your time. But I always believe whatever God says or said, and whatever my mama and daddy said, I believe it. I'm not saying they was always right. Somewhere else, I'm talking about me now. And so when I think about that, I had a great faith built in me about them and about God. Faith, Hebrews 11 and 1, this is what I call a dominating faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Faith is. Faith is conviction of things that we have not even seen yet. And it also has, I've discovered that it has no limits to it. And so as we look today, speak today, let's take a look at restoring it. Now, when I say restore that, it doesn't mean you done buried it. It means you're not using it. Resurrect it and use it. Friends, when, according to the Bible, when are we going to have a new faith? Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. When are we going to have a now faith? Now. When are we going to have a now Christian around us? A now church? When are we going to have a God who is a now God? Now, not the, well, you know, this might happen. I don't know about my time. I've been praying for days, weeks, and months, and years. It haven't happened yet. You got to analyze what you're saying, because it may have happened more than one time. Let me give you a good example here. When I was a teenager, I wanted a car, and it was five boys, and my daddy said, we can't have no car with no five boys, so we're away. So we had a wagon and an old piece of truck every now and then. And so I was to pray for, Lord, give me a car that I don't have to shift. I don't want to use that clutch. I want to just to pump the gas. So I didn't get it until I was a grown man, but when I got it, it was exactly what I wanted. Sometimes we got to learn how to have patience with God, because he's not on our time schedule. And so when I look at restoring, if when you pray, believe what you said. When you were dating, you don't know whether that girl or that man was honest or not. You believed it, though. He looked like it, he acted like it, he didn't talk like it. Probably some sometimes, but he showed you that he had faith in you. And so now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Now, right now, not yesterday, not last month. Faith also, I've discovered this in myself. Faith has no limits. Hebrews 11 and 1, it said, there's no limits to faith. You know where you can go or who you are. When are we going to have a now faith? I repeat it, a now Christian, a now church. God is our now God. Now, I know we are just going through turmoil with this virus. Well, it too will pass. It will pass. The other things have passed. The Civil War passed. The military war number two, First World War, second. Everything passes. And friends, whether it is for salvation from sin, deliverance from temptation, God can and will listen to your requests. Well, I said, you thanked him for restoring what you forgot. When? My friend, well, last time you did some renewing your strength through God. When have you allowed God restoration of your health, dissolving of doubt? When have you allowed God to remove fear? We are afraid of everything but what we want. God is with us and in us, for us. And friends, we don't need to have no fear. What we need to have is faith and trust in God. Now, when you look at this, whether it is for victory, faith, whether it is for victory over Satan, it requires faith in God. You can't do nothing without faith. Outside of the God's love, there's no word you're going to find in the Bible that supersedes faith. Get this faith thing as a lifestyle. I take prayer and faith. There's plenty of others, but those are lifestyles. You don't just wait till you have trouble to pray. I hope not. You don't just wait till you have trouble to have faith. I hope not, friend. Faith believes that God's grace is sufficient. Faith believes that. And so I'm in God, so I believe it also. Faith believes that God's mercy is abundant. It never runs out, never gets short. I was in the grocery store since this virus was, and many shelves is empty, nothing on the shelf. Well, they got the store, they have the money, but they don't have no deliverance. That stuff has to be delivered to the store for the customer. You got to have faith. And are you building? Now, if you're not building your faith, you're not gonna know, you won't even know you don't have it when you need it, because it's not gonna show up. God's grace, I said, is sufficient. God's mercy is abundant. And God's word is accurate. He says what he means and means what he says. Friend, God's word is accurate. God's presence is assurance. Oh, my God, I was somewhere and ran out on the freeway some years ago now. And I said, what is wrong with my car? 3 o'clock in the evening. And I looked down, so I don't know what's wrong. So I let it roll onto the side. Traffic was heavy. So in about 5 minutes, police came. And I told him, he said, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. I said, he's never did this before. So he looked at me, he said, out of gas? I said, oh no, I buy gas every week. He kind of smiled. So he gets under the steering wheel. He checked it. He got out and he laughed. He said, you mean well, but you don't have no gas. And so I don't know, I didn't know anything about no cars. So he called AAA. I had the company and called them to come and bring me some gas. He told me. So the guy bought me some gas. And so when I put the gas in the car, in the second it just turned over. Friends, it didn't have nothing to happen. It needed help. And so the gas tricks into the motor and all of the tubes that goes to it and cranks the motor. That's what happened to our faith. When we are trusting God, believing in God, leaning on God, we know we have faith. So plug your faith in and your belief system, it'll start working. But it's got to be plugged in and you got to work it before you need it. I used to say to my son, he used to say to me, Daddy, I'm going to borrow $10. I said, when are you going to pay it back? I don't know. I said, well, you got to come up with something. I said, I got to have some date, even though you might not get it that day, but you can tell me something. Give me something to believe, to hold on to. I need some hope from you. So he'll tell me, well, in 2 weeks. I said, now, no, I'll give you 3 weeks. I said, but I had faith in him, he's going to pay it back. Now, sometimes he never even thought about just going to pay it back. But the issue was, I had faith, and my faith was working. Friend, when I told you faith believes that God's grace is sufficient, it is. And then God's word is accurate. And friend, God's presence is assured. And this is important to the believer. God's power is astounding, and God's glory is astonishing. Friends, don't neglect this God we talk about. He's real. He's waiting for you. I'm waiting for God to tell me what they do. No, you're not. You're waiting to make up your mind. God has already told you. Now, let me say a few things about this. When God tells you to do something, well, I'll put it another way. When the last time God told you to do something and you haven't did it, you had to go and get an okay from your friends, what they think. Well, they didn't tell you, they didn't ask you. They're not going to support you if it's out of their reach, especially if it costs money. But when God tells you, he got you, he let you know, I'm giving it to you, and I won't give you no more than you can have. So you work it out and you get started and watch my help. And faith also believes that Jesus' blood is accurate for full forgiveness. Friend, I've learned that's facts. That's no other blood can satisfy our soul from redeeming outside of God. I remember I was discussing something. I'm a Caucasian man, and he asked me, he says, so you believe that everybody on earth is treated, came out of one blood. I said, well, let me put it this way. I can say it like this. I know everybody can be saved by one blood. Wherever you come from, that don't mean nothing. If you're a creek, came out of the water, that don't mean nothing. Long as you can accept this salvation by Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary, never looked back, bled and died, they buried him. And look, friends, they buried him. And the Bible said he got up. He got up. He got up. And since he got up, I'm going to get up when the time comes, because my faith rests in him, because he has cleansed me with his blood. Try it sometime. Don't quit serving this little old nickel, 10 pence, 15, 35 cent God. Serve the biggest God you can name. And then you'll get somewhere in between if you don't get there. Friend, faith believes the word of God, and it obeys the commands of God. If you're not going to believe it, why do you want to read it? I can't understand. I look at it a lot of times. I don't say nothing. People will work on computers 10 hours without stopping. Believe in that computer, and when it breaks down, they can't think. I says, God never breaks down. So why don't we serve him when we have to? Let's give you an example. Some of y'all are sitting in this audience. You all know you can sing, but you refuse to sing because you can't sing the way you wanted, the song you like, or you don't like the musician that's playing for you. He didn't tell you all of that. He said, here, this song, this is your voice. I want you to sing it. Sing it. You won't know who's playing it if you really sing it. I know that. You say, I hear what you say, pal. How did you know you can't sing? That's your thoughts. But it's not my belief. My belief is, when I get happy, I got some help. Amen. Faith believes the word of God. I know the word is accurate. And then, friend, stand. Why don't you learn as Christian? Learn today. Learn today. Learn, my friend, to stand on the promises of God. Rely on the mercy of God. Trust the wisdom of God. Accept the will of God. Now, let me elaborate on this bit in this message today. Trust on God trust in God. Friend, trust. I can't get your word supersedes trust. Trust. I'm talking about in God. If you trust him, look what he'll do for you. He'll give you strength. If you trust him, he'll give you power. If you trust him, he'll supply all of your needs. If you trust him, he'll give you a way to get through no way. That's why we have to stay in our own lane, because if you trust him, he'll guide you in your lane. But when you get out of your lane, you simply get killed or hurt or get pushed back because you got in your own lane. Trust him and stay in his lane. And watch what you ought to keep notes sometimes what God has done for you. Have you thought about what God did for you in 2019? I did. 2019, many days I was come home from work tired, couldn't sleep well at night. But I was not tired when I got up the next morning. I won't forget that. Many times I am overloaded with responsibility. And a song come to me, as I was singing a few minutes ago. The song, look where he brought me from. He brought me out of sin and darkness into the marvelous light. What more would I want? Now I can rely on this marvelous light. Friend, dig deep. Dig deep to get your faith rooted so nobody can unroot it. A lady was in here a few minutes ago at the office, and she said to me, she said, the flower over there at the hallway, it's a beautiful flower, but it needs some milk. I said, what do you mean it needs some milk? She said, well, it needs some milk. And she said, it haven't had no water for a while. I said, thank you so much for that, because we like flowers around here. She said, I'm not telling you what to do, I'm just telling you what I see. She says, because I'm a flower fanatic. Well, if she's a fanatic, I need to listen to her. She knows. She said, well, all around my house is flower pots. All outside is flower. And so she said, I'll come back if you need me. I said, okay, I'll let you know if I need you. And look, friend, look, listen. Faith also enjoys the fellowship of God. You ever take the time to just sit down and tell him how much you love him, how much you appreciate him, how much you're willing to do more for him? Or you just enjoy and sit around and raise your head above your neck because God has blessed you with a beautiful home, excellent furniture, two cars in the garage, money in the bank, two or three clothes closet full. Are you just dreaming in that stuff? Well, sooner or later, you're going to leave it. You need to be thinking about who you're going to go to. He's with you, but you're going to be with him soon. You say, but I'm not ready to die. You know, soon could be 100 years. But put your faith deep. Deep, friend. Deep. Deep. Faith also enjoys, I said, the fellowship of God. Faith always looks beyond what seemed to be and sees what actually is. Faith sees the coming. And we just had the winter for this month, or this year. Faith saw spring coming. We may not have, but faith did. Faith sees summer coming. We hoping. And so I hope you got a thought today that you might bless somebody else with activating your faith. I would like to extend to you an opportunity to come to Christ as your Savior. He loves you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what people say about you. And give yourself to him. He will save you. And you will be a son of the living God. And friends, you will never forget it. Get back in his lane. So you will have somewhere to go and never have to worry about an accident. Thank him for saving you, for blessing you, and I thank you for listening today. You hear my prayers. Reactivate your faith. Dig it deep. Dig it deep. Dig it deep. So that when you move around, somebody says, how you doing? I'm blessed today. God bless you. You have my prayers, and my faith will be with you. Now it's time for us to serve the Lord's Supper. We have here today a blessed day. Every first Sunday, we serve the Lord's Supper. Friends, we ask that you would bow in prayer, make sure and ask for forgiveness. Now, Jesus took the fruit of the vine, the juice, and the bread. And he took it and he broke the bread. Took the bread and he broke it. Then he took the fruit of the vine and he poured it. He poured it. And then he looked up to heaven and asked God to bless it. So I'm going to bless it and you pray with me. Father in heaven, one of the greatest things that you've done for us is to save us through your blood. As we take the Lord's Supper today, in remembrance of what you've done for us, died, bled, went up, God got us healed to save us. Now we ask that you bless it, and may we be a blessing to receive it. In Christ's name.